Blog Talk Radio.
All right, we are now live and on air. You are listening to Psychic Talk Radio. This is your host, Reverend Adam Lee. And we are not going to be joined by our co-host Lolita tonight unless she happens to have a moment to pop in and just say hi for a little bit. But she is away, so we will not really be expecting her here. Okay. Now, we're doing a brief show tonight for the holidays. We're not really going to be doing the whole show, but we will take a couple of callers from our queue. And we're going to wish everyone a happy holiday season out there in the world. We want to wish everyone that celebrates Christmas a Merry Christmas. And to those of you out there of different religions, happy holidays to you as well. All right. Now we have, let's see here, a couple callers in the queue. Just before we get to you here, just one moment. We want to make the announcement to please visit the website at howpsychic.com to book your private readings now. We are featuring our holiday specials going on right now. The 30 minutes for $12.99 has been cut down to $7. We also have the one-hour reading, which is now set to $15.95 on sale. That's a 27% off. And then we have the four-week subscription, which is one reading per week for 4 weeks, and that's only $31.95. That reading lasts each week for 30 minutes. All right, now what we're going to do is we're going to go ahead and take our couple of callers from the queue here, and we'll get to everyone possible, and we'll call it an early night. All right, our first caller today is area code 610. Hello, caller. How you doing today? Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Adam. I'm doing great. My name is Sonia. I'm calling from Pennsylvania. I spoke to you before.
Yes, Sonia. Okay, good. Yeah. And how can I help you?
Yes, it was, I guess, the same sort of question about real estate. I did have a private reading with you. And just to recap, you did tell me that, something regarding, a house with letter J. And a house that I've been kind of working on is it's on Judith Street. The address is 2504 Judith Street.
Oh, wow. Nice.
And, it's kind of those things I kind of, put in the back burner because, we've been going back and forth, with the offer. And I've seen I've seen two other homes. I saw one last week, which was a lesser price, but the home really was much smaller. And they didn't have a lot of things I was looking for. So, and then I went to see another one today that I thought, had pretty much everything. But they were asking for 167 as a much smaller place. And this house was like 172.5. I'm kind of negotiating to see if I can get 170 with some closing costs. So that's kind of still, debating there. Okay. So compared to that one that I saw today, and then I was talking with my friend and my sister, and I'm saying to myself, the other house is probably the Judith Street. I still keep going back to that one. So I don't know what you saw there because I did.
Well, you keep going back to the other one because it has that drawing effect. Okay, it's because the other one resonates more with you. The energy is a little bit better.
Right.
Okay.
And for what they want for the pricing,
What they want for the pricing is a little outrageous, but here's what's going to happen. It could end up going down. Now, my vision is that they're not going to be able to sell this house as quickly as they think they're going to. And the price will drop. So keep your eye on that other one while you're working on this one. But go with your gut. That's my best advice. Go with your gut. You may want to be working on this one right now because you still have some things in the workings with it. You haven't heard back something, whatever. But go with your gut. If this other one calls you the most, go with the one that calls you the most. Just keep your eye on it. You don't have to go and buy now. You can buy later.
Right, right. No, no, I understand that. But I was saying that the house I saw today,
yeah.
The price wasn't that much less, and the home was much smaller. And it seems to me, the realtor's like, okay, you can start at the asking price. And it seems to me that they're expecting more. And I'm like, wait a minute. For a little bit higher, I can get a better home, bigger, with everything I'm looking for.
For a little bit higher, yeah. But here's my thing. Both houses, same bracket, but it's going to go down.
What do you mean?
The cost, the price, it's going to go down.
For both of them?
Yeah. So just wait a little bit and see what happens. You know, just keep your eyes on it. Wait a little while. See what happens, but I feel it's going to go down, and I feel that, you know, you need to come at it with an offer. You need to come at them with something, you know,
but
and
no,
say,
I
look,
present an offer,
I know what the prices are, but I'm saying when the price goes down, you come at them with another offer that's lower than what the price is even after that time. Okay, and then they'll be ready to go for it. So it's just trust your gut. And trust what I'm saying, and you'll be fine, okay?
Oh, because the house is no longer in the market. The reason why I can still negotiate is because before it's pulled off of the market, I was able to, I saw it, like, the same day.
I think it's going to come
because
back
technically,
on.
It's not in the market, so I don't know after this when they're going to list it again.
It'll come back on, and right now I don't know either. What I'm telling you, I see it coming back on, and I see you getting a lower price. On the best
do you
one.
See by how much lower, like by?
Okay, honey, we're only doing one question per caller.
Oh, okay, all right.
Okay, and I not to, I'm trying to be rude here, but it's only
one
question per caller on the show. All right.
Okay. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. All right. Now we're going to go ahead and move right along. We have our next caller with area code 407. Hello, caller. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Oh, okay. My name's Tanisha, and I'm calling from Florida.
Okay, and Tanisha, and how can I help you?
Oh, it's with the K.
Oh, Tanisha. Okay. And how can I help you, hon?
Okay. My question to you is, do you see me having any new love interests coming in? That's, I guess, worthy of my time.
You know what, honey? I do, but I'm going to first of all tell you this. Why is the lighter blue and the white and the blues and the whites, it's like it's coming mixed to me right now, okay? Those colors are pulling at me right now. They're showing me. And the blue and the white mixed together, you know, blue sometimes is that tranquil, but yet needing that feeling of like having some pull, like you're not being heard and you need to have some type of dominancy or some type of control where, you know, people just aren't giving you the attention or the, like they're not listening to you. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay.
Okay. The blue, it's coming to me as like something that you're finally going to be able to overcome all this past, over all this difficulty, okay? I'm feeling like there's so much difficulty that you've gone through, and the blue is symbolizing that this new year for you, it's all about betterment, okay? It's all about to get better, and you're going to have that breakthrough. Okay, and I keep seeing the lotus mixed in with this right now, so this means transformation, okay? And yes, along with this, the new deserving love will come in, but remember, everything is a partnership, and you know that more than anybody else. You know, it takes two to make a tango, okay?
Right.
And both people have to put in an equal effort. Well, I'm feeling that this is going to happen, but all the people you've been getting have gone into relationships expecting the person that they go into the relationship with to change and to fit what they desire, okay? But that's not how it works. And you know what? That's not what you're going to be getting anymore in these kind of mindsets with people. You're going to have the right guy come around here, and let me see here. I got to pull out the timeline for you. January 24th, okay? January 24th is a very good and ominous time period for you, in a very positive way for your love life. Okay.
Okay. Okay.
All right. Thank you, hon.
Thank you.
God, wish her the best. She's been through too much. Too many people take advantage of that one. All right, we have 323. Hello, you are online. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Rev.
Hello there. How are you?
I'm good. Yvette from Cali.
Mm-hmm.
I would like
okay,
to ask a love question. My love question.
Mm-hmm.
General, whatever you're getting.
Okay.
Thanks.
All right, Yvette. Have you heard from him lately?
No, I had a dream last night.
Okay, because I'm feeling that there was some type of contact. Maybe it's a dream. Or were you, what was the dream about? Let's go into the dream.
Dream.
Oh, okay. So a little intimacy going on. That's
yeah.
We all have those kind of dreams, okay? Well, this looks good to me, okay? We're looking maybe Christmas Day, some communication from this one, okay? But... Now, that's what I'm feeling like. Christmas Day is an opportunity. We're looking at Tuesday on that one, the 25th. And then I'm looking somewhere on the 27th and the 28th as being more predominant days when that contact will be made. But I'm also feeling with the new year comes new progress with that one in particular. Okay?
Okay.
So expect between now and the first week of the new year to have a lot better progress and that one coming forward and all the other things that we've discussed before.
Yeah, he's out of town, so access to him is kind of remote. So you feel like
mm-hmm.
some energy connection or something will be some
oh, yeah, but the remote part will have a final manifestation in this world.
Okay, yeah, okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
thank you for everything. Have a wonderful holiday. Merry Christmas.
You too, hon. Merry
I'll talk
Christmas.
To you soon.
All right. Bye-bye. All right. Please don't forget to check out HowPsychic.com and all the great specials we have going around for the holiday season. We have three top specials going on right now, the one for 30 minutes at $7 flat. We also have the one-hour reading and the four-week subscription. The 1 hour is set to $15.95, and the four-week is $31.95. That is over a 30% off savings. And right now what we're going to be doing is we're going to be bumping the four readings you would get for those 4 weeks or the 30 days into being an hour each time, each week, instead of 30 minutes. Okay, now we're going to move on to the last caller here. We're only taking one more caller this evening. This caller is area code 818. Please state your name, where you're calling from, and go right into your question.
Hi, Diane from California. First-time caller and listener, Reverend. You sound fabulous. Quick
well,
question.
You.
Yeah, you're just so authentic. It comes from the heart, and I just resonate with you. Question, and I know we really have the answers inside us. I know that.
Mm-hmm.
I'm still gonna ask you a quick question about a relationship, and the gentleman's name is Jeff. Is that enough information?
Okay, yeah, that's enough information for me. Go ahead.
Do you see? Well, that's what I'm saying. Do you see anything more than platonic, or is this, you know, just gonna stay platonic, which is acceptable?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm not going to tell you this because I want to get your hopes up or anything like that. I've got to make that very clear right now. I feel that eventually it will go beyond platonic, but it seems to be a very slow process. Okay. This one, if makes anything beyond the Plutonic right now, it would go somewhere around, let's see here, about the 8th month of next year.
Okay, and that makes a lot of sense. So, interesting. And it's a legitimate relationship. I mean, the friendship is authentic.
Well, yes. From what I'm seeing, it really is, okay? But this guy has had a lot of problems in the past, so there's some mental handicaps there, and you're very aware of those, apparently.
Right.
But, you know, it looks like he's at least willing to work through them on certain levels and surface levels at that. He'll get into the deeper stuff down the road, but he's still that timid because he doesn't want to go that deep yet.
Interesting. I think you're fabulous. Oh, and your prices are unheard of. I can't.
Well, I pride myself on Walmarting the industry. Thank you.
Yeah, you're one of a kind. You're the best. Blessings to you tenfold.
Blessings to you as well. Have a good day.
Good night.
Good night. All right, and let's see here. Yeah. Well, we're going to go ahead and end the show now. We thank everyone for calling in. And for those of you that we weren't able to get to, like area code 917, please tune in next Saturday at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, and we will try and get to everyone possible bringing you on air to have your question answered. Or you can go to the website and book a private reading before that timeline. All right, everyone. Namaste, love, light, and good night.